You were tweeting pictures of you with little dogs yesterday, your furry little friends.
Well, here's what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went up and met these two little dogs.
What were they? You were going to call them? No, you were going to call them Dick and Dora.
Dick and Dora.
I think it's a terrible name for dogs.
I really liked Dick and Dora.
Yes.
I really did. So anyway, I went up and I paid for the dogs. I took them out a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and the owner of these dogs was just a lovely lady, a lovely soul, okay? Dog's very lucky to be with her. And her and I couldn't get the crate down for the dogs.
Right.
All right? So I decided, can you imagine me trying to put that up in my house? I'm not taking them.
You serious?
I walked out of the house without the dogs.
So that's what put you off?
Well...
because looking after dogs is great, but it's also it's hard work sometimes. And if you stumble at the first hurdle, then that's terrible.
They also went for a poo-poo doo-doo. You know, yes. Like you do sometimes.
A doo-doo.
They often went for a poo-poo doo-doo outside in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, could I really lift that? That put me off a little bit as well.
Have you thought about having a dog?
Yes,
past the selfies you can take with
them. I was getting
them.
Two. You couldn't have Dick without Dora, and you couldn't have Dora without Dick.
Yes.
So I thought to myself, I want two.
But
and they could look after each other. But I've walked away. Now, basically, there's always a further twist in my life.
Of course
okay?
there is. Drama.
So basically, this lady, lovely lady, texted me last night and said, look, the next...
She said, please stop coming around to my house to play with my dogs.
The next people, she said, that are coming to look at the dogs is at 2 o'clock today. So I've got up until 2 o'clock today to change my mind.
Yeah. But you obviously have
and
no idea.
I love these dogs. They're
what
beautiful.
It entails, though. Well, have you not thought it through?
What
like,
do you mean?
To go there. Well, of course, you have to clean up after their mess. You have to take them for walks. You have to move their crate.
Well, I want to take them for a walk.
These are all basics. It's not exactly.
I don't know about this crate stuff. It seems, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but it seems cruel to me to put a dog in a little cage.
Well, it depends.
But there's lots of reading around that
it.
That says that's exactly what they like because they take comfort from that and all that. But I've got until 2 o'clock today, and I was actually thinking of putting into all of your contracts that you all have to look after my dogs.
No chance. You don't look after my dogs. I have three of them. I have to look after them without your help.
But that, my friend, is why I'm daddy.
On that, I'm leaving the studio.
What would happen to your dogs if they'd had to whittle and you weren't there? You're going to get by two dogs. Who's going to look after them for you?
Well, the reason I was getting two is because they could look after each other.
They can tell each other when they want to go to the toilet. Wise up, Stephen. For dear sake.
But hold on a minute.
I think you should get two dogs. But you know what? You've plenty of money. You could get someone to look after them when you're not there.
Yes, but hold on a minute.
Yes.
Because I've been asking this question of other people as well. In that, look, would it be cruel because I work? Would it be cruel leaving two dogs alone?
Yes,
and then people have said to me,
yes,
well, half the population of dog owners work,
well, that
if not more.
Right.
So why would it be cruel for me and nobody else?
Because you can afford to employ somebody to look after them.
Well, look
and
after...
you could take them over to the golf club there and maybe the woman who looks after the golf club, maybe she'd look after them for you.
But what if they did their doo-doo-doo-doos on the golf club?
Well, then you'd have to go and clean it up.
They're diddly doo-doos.
Look, Stephen,
seriously, though, I love these animals.
I spoke to you in Helmand one day. You spoke to me, actually, about a different thing. Do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember doing that?
Yes.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, if you get two dogs, I will be very interested to know how you're going to look after them.
Oh, but I fell in love with these wee dogs yesterday.
Well, then if you fell in love, you take them everywhere you go. You
why not? Well, I wonder would the BBC let me... There's no... Do you know why I'm not very well liked by some quarters of the BBC? If I brought them in here, no doubt somebody would moan and gurn.
Yourself, probably.
Paul O'Grady brings his dolls
in
the ITV.
If you have them in the car, you need to kick the window down.
Graham Norton brings his dogs into the BBC. Andrew Neil brings his dogs in, but no, I wouldn't be allowed to bring mine in.
You're a big shot. Surely you should do whatever you want.
No, they wouldn't let me. They hardly let me breathe in here.
They pay you a lot of money well for breathing. Bye-bye, Stephen. Look after your dogs if you get them, and don't call them Dick and Dora. That's stupid.
What's wrong with Dick and Dora?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with them now, but God help them when you get them. Bye-bye.
I don't know why she's objecting to Dick and Dora. Vinti, good morning.
How you doing, Stephen? You all right? You call them Dick and Dora if you want.
Exactly.
I've got two dogs, Stephen. You get them. They'll be good company for each other. And what you want to do is, see, while you're away, get somebody in to come and walk them for you.
Well, I am going to write it into their contracts before they get any work next year. I'm going to write it into all their contracts in this radio show that they have to look after my dogs.
Well, get yourself up there and get them dogs before 2 o'clock.
But you're a taxi driver. So how do you look after your dogs if you're taxiing?
Because there's always somebody at our house. I have a wife, you know, Stephen. And we also, we have a, you know, particularly good weather like this. We have a big garden out the back, totally enclosed.
Now, there's another question. Can you leave the dogs outside?
Of course you can't. Why not? Our dogs are never out, by the way, not that often. But in this weather, yes.
What is it like? Because this woman handed me these black bags the other day when I took her out a walk, and she says, now, if they go for their diddly doo-doo, lift that up. And
well,
I thought to myself...
You have to do that, Steve.
But I thought to myself, the sensation of me lifting old squelchy poo would make me sick.
Oh, for God's sake, wake up.
I couldn't even stand the smell of it.
once you get over the initial shock of the heat,
The warm, squelchy poo in your hand.
Listen.
I would never get over that. I genuinely think I would pass out.
You wouldn't. Listen, give them two wee dogs a good home. Get someone to lick off them. And then when you're taking them out, lift their poo. Feed them well like you do yourself, and they'll be
all. Do you get used to lifting their poo?
You do, Stephen. And listen, and it's the proper thing to do. You can't have people running about and not lifting it. You know, if someone's out walking, walk on it or whatnot.
Like, we know how strange Vinny is, right? He lets his dogs sleep with him.
Oh, here.
I am not sleeping with Dick and Dora.
Listen, see, one of our dogs, she would come in and lie with us. The other one's a wee shih tzu. He snores. He would keep you awake, so we'll leave him out in the hall. Sometimes the other one come in, Belle. She come in and lay on top of the bed. No bother. No bother at all.
I told this woman I wanted them, and I was taking them, and we started dismantling the crate. And then when the crate, she couldn't fold it up, I couldn't fold it up. She said to me, but you're a man. I said, it doesn't matter whether I'm a man, woman, or whatever I am, I can't do it. And that was the end of it. I couldn't even get the crate folded up.
Listen, stop making excuses. You want the dogs.
I'd love the dogs.
Well, go and get them. You'll regret it. If you don't get them wee dogs a day, you'll regret it.
But I think... But I think I would need to have an agreement from the BBC that that they can be part of the show.
I couldn't.
Why can't they be part of the show? Why can't we be animal friendly and those two dogs can be part of the Nolan setup?
Could you picture my two dogs in my taxi, Stephen, bringing my dogs to work?
Can you picture the banner in the front page of the Belfast Telegraph? Nolan says, "My dogs or I'll walk. My Dick and Dora or I'll walk."
Well, see if it's good for Norton and it's good for Paul O'Grady, it's good for Stephen Nolan.
Precisely. Chris, I'm going to talk to the suits right now, although they'll not be back to October. It's a summer holiday for them.